Ed Blakely has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Britton, and each week Ed and I have a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning and policy, from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Let's start at the beginning of this week. Anthony Scaramucci, we barely touched on him last week because I honestly thought we'd have plenty of time for that. Nope, he's gone already after 11 days, didn't even officially start the job. Just how far beyond normal are we at this point?
I think it was 10 days, but it doesn't matter. Scaramucci was brought in with the purpose of basically scaring people and getting some parts of the White House in order, particularly those parts that are very far to the right. He was really an albatross, and Trump found that out very quickly when everybody in the White House was turning on him. He put out the leak that he was going to bring Kelly in because he'd offered the job to Kelly when he sacked two previous times. These are leaks he put out, his team put out. There is no such thing. Why he had to lie about the leaks is beyond me. But Kelly's come on. Kelly's a soldier. His first job was, in the president's mind, was to get rid of Sessions. But in Kelly's mind, is to bring order to the White House, and he probably will do this. These leaks are the Priebus team. They're probably half a dozen of those people still there, maybe a dozen of them, and they're going to do as much damage as they can as they go out the door. So you'll get transcripts, you'll get this and that, little stuff, baggage that they'll, and bombs that they'll throw at the president. The Priebus team does not respect the president. The president doesn't respect them. So there's a real war going on in the White House. I expect that Huckabee, she'll be gone in the not-too-distant future. She's managed to stay out of the fray, but she doesn't give the appearance that Kelly wants for somebody in the newsroom. So I'm anticipating there'll be some more changes. Kelly's going to bring people over from his former job, from the Department of, what's it called, not Interior, Homeland Security. And these people will never sign on at the White House. They will be people who are there on temporary assignment. And the reason for that is he can't really trust anyone who would actually say they'd work for Donald Trump. But he can trust the people that just work for him. So I think we'll see a little bit more order, a little less chaos, but the underlying issues remain.
Well, speaking of these leaks, the Washington Post has obtained transcripts of Trump's talks with the Mexican president not long after he came into office and our own beloved PM, Malcolm Turnbull. What are these leaks telling us so far? What are these transcripts telling us so far?
They're only telling us that the man is really has no respect for anybody. Not himself, not the truth, not the rule of the law. He was venting in a very unpresidential way. So it just shows what kind of a personality we have on our hands. These leaks probably tell more about him than many people knew about him. But that won't change the base. The base thinks this is really great. He's a tough man, says what he thinks. But he's destroying the credibility of the United States, and he's already destroyed the job of president.
Looking towards the Russia probe now, it's come out that Donald Trump had a big hand in writing that statement Donald Trump Jr. used to initially deny that he took the infamous Russian lawyer meeting for dirt on Hillary Clinton. What's your take?
There's something going on here that you and other people haven't paid attention to. A federal grand jury has been impaneled in Washington, D.C., the federal grand jury in Washington, D.C. will not be investigating the Russians. They will be investigating something called the RICO Act. This is an act enacted, maybe a dozen years ago, to catch big gangland criminals who were doing business internationally. It appears that Donald Trump Jr., and Jared have been involved in laundering money, taking bribes or giving bribes, and avoiding income taxes in several countries and stashing money around the world. These are very serious crimes. They have very long sentences. And what's happening now is Mueller is using the threat of sending those people to prison for a long time to get them caught on Trump. And I think they probably got their sights on that. Not just their sights on that. I suspect they have enough evidence already to put Trump, as my grandpa would say, under the jail.
Look, even some are saying Trump is going through so much turmoil in regards to his party and the roles in the White House due to not just these issues, but the paranoia he's going to be ousted. You know, he's worried Sessions is against him. He's worried this Washington elite is against him and looking for an opportunity to stab him in the back. Is it going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy? Even if the legal stuff doesn't come down on him, is it just going to make it impossible for him to continue to work in the White House?
He's not paranoid. He's accurate. These people are against him, and they're against him for very good reasons. They want a person who's honest, trustworthy, to be running the United States and to have his hand on the trigger. It's gotten so bad that the Joint Chiefs of Staff had asked for a change in the president's ability to declare war and marshal troops and have to consult with the Congress. These are the military asking that they not report to the president. And everyone else is asking not to report to the president, including all the intelligence agencies. This is a very serious situation where at first I thought it was just political. The president was isolating himself. But it's proving to be really seriously dangerous and dangers to the Constitution of the United States. Now, just think about it. I hate to go on about this, but it took him 5 days to sign the Russian Act, and he declared it unconstitutional. And he went to the issues where his powers are limited. He knows that they know that he's too erratic to be handling the job he's in. And I'm not sure what will happen next, but his powers are going to be so refined and defined that the job may not be worth having.
Look, in terms of actual policy, you mentioned the Congress there. What's the Congress doing in regards to health care this week? Because that's been that's been the big one on the agenda.
Well, the Congress is going on recess. But while they're going on recess, they put together a joint panel to investigate how to shore up the existing Obamacare. I believe there are almost 20 people on this committee, and they're from both parties. And what they want to do is to make sure the Obamacare is put back in order so people will have health care going forward. This is an immense social issue. There's a epidemic of methamphetamines in the United States, and the bill contains a lot of issues related to that for therapy, for intervention, like they want to move beyond the criminalization of this and deal with it. And Obamacare is really the best vehicle because it's a healthcare situation and not a criminalization situation. So the Congress is all together on that. They're totally opposed to killing Obamacare. If they do so, the chances of many of the people in the House being reelected will disappear. So they will do something. The question is whether they can get enough votes so that they make it presidential veto-proof.
Ed and I will be back next week to talk the latest on American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.